You are not an ordinary person. We are the outshining of God's glory. Don't let any circumstance have enough power to bother you. The Father has nowhere to stay than inside you and cannot express himself unless through your body. So your body becomes his body. That is why the Bible says we are the body of Christ. Shout it. Say, I'm a doer of the word. I'm a world shaker. I live by the way. I'm born by the way. We are here to produce heaven on this earth. I produce heaven on earth. Sadiva Kasi. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. That's why I say, don't give up. Moko se ki para buka du se tibaha. Sagu. Rebege de Bezia. Vege. Yakusa tiparos ki para katara. Ah, I feel like turning water into wine.
You are invited to World Changes Conference this Sunday at Airport West Hotel at 6 p.m. and every other Sunday. Christ Jesus, the mirror of the Christian. Enjoy grace as you grow in the knowledge of God.
In the New Testament, it is all about one person. The new will, the New Testament is all about one person. And that person is Christ. Your whole being, your whole life, your whole purpose is defined in the sight of God by that one person. That is why it is only that one person who can judge the good and the evil. Praise God. That is why the Bible says we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. He is the only one who can judge. Why? Because he has been made both Lord and Christ. And we said that God decided to gather all things into one person called Christ. And to gather all those who believe in this one person into him. So anything outside this person is without purpose and without recognition in the sight of God. So that God defines the Christian by Christ. Praise God. God defines the Christian by Christ. God defines who you are by this one person. God defines what you have by this one person. God defines what you can do by this one person. Shout hallelujah. Now, Paul tells us that for all the promises of God are not yea and amen. But he says, for all the promises of God in one called Christ is yea and is amen. Hallelujah. Now, when he says, for all the promises of God in Christ are yea and amen, what is he talking about? He's telling us that God's promises have all been fulfilled in this one person. Oh, praise God. So what God had decided, or what God had said, had announced, they have all been fulfilled in this one person. Christ is the fulfillment of the promise of God.
Oh, Jesus.
Christ is the fulfillment of the promises of God. For all the promises of God, not some. For all the promises of God are fulfilled in Christ. And they are sure, they are steadfast. So be it. Amen. So that Christ is the fulfillment of all of God's promises. That is to say that God had promises. God has spoken promises. But the appearance of Christ was the fulfillment. That is, the resurrection of Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of all the promises that God had spoken. The Bible says that God, in sundry times, God spoke to us by the prophets. All the things that the prophets were talking about were promises. But then the Bible says that Christ, his resurrection, is the fulfillment of all the promises that were spoken by the prophets. Hallelujah. So they had prophesied salvation. They had prophesied eternal life. They had prophesied a lot of things. Those things were God's promises. The Holy Ghost says, in the last day I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Promising them. But now, all those promises have been fulfilled. They have happened now in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So every promise of God has now been fulfilled in Christ Jesus. It means that the Christian is not living on the promise of God. Shout hallelujah. The Christian is not living on the promise of God. No. Why? Because the promise of God, all the promises have been fulfilled in one. They are yes in one. So the Christian is not living on the promise of God. The Christian is living in the fulfillment of God's promise. It's all about Christ Jesus. Oh, Shamado Boko Sikiti Parakasaya. Vando Shide Beko Shakaya. So, the Christian is living in the fulfillment of God's promise now. Why? Because the Christian is living in Christ. And Christ is the fulfillment of God's promise. So anyone who is born again and is in Christ is living in the fulfillment of God's promise. When you are born again and you are in Christ, you are in the fulfillment of God's promise. You are not waiting for God's promise to be fulfilled. It has already been fulfilled where you are. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I want to hear your voice. Praise God. So, the Christian is now living in the fulfillment of God's promise. He is not fulfilling. God is not fulfilling his promise. He has fulfilled his promise in one. So that when we get born again and we are in that one, God's promise has already been fulfilled. So we are not living on God's promise. It's very important. The Christian. Tell somebody, say the Christian. The one who is in Christ Jesus. That is why it says, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, he's defining that man by Christ. Now, if God's promise has been fulfilled in Christ, then it means that the Christian is not living on the promise of God. God gave Abraham a promise. Shout hallelujah. God has fulfilled that promise now. And we are the fulfillment of God's promise. One, we are in the fulfillment of God's promise. Then we are in the fulfillment of God's promise. Praise God. So that is why it's important, you see. Because we are in the fulfillment of God's promise, that is why God wants us to live by the knowledge of Christ. We live by the knowledge of Christ. Why? Because the knowledge of Christ is complete. Oh. The knowledge of Christ is a complete knowledge. Praise God. And the knowledge of Christ is the testimony of Christ. The knowledge of Christ is the testimony of Christ. And you see, the testimony of Christ is the testimony of us. Follow me closely. Shout, I'm following. Shout again, say, I'm following. Say, I'm catching something. So the knowledge of Christ is the testimony of Christ. And the testimony of Christ is the testimony of us. Why? Oh. He says, therefore, henceforth, he says, know we no man after the flesh. He says, we have known him. We have known Christ after the flesh. Now that he's resurrected, we do not know him after the flesh. We know him after a divine order. So he says that, therefore, know no man after the flesh. The same way we should not know Jesus Christ after the flesh. The same way we should not know ourselves after the flesh. Praise God. Praise God. So, the knowledge of Jesus Christ is a complete knowledge. And the knowledge of Christ, is an unveiling of this person. The knowledge of Christ is the unveiling of this person. Is the revelation of this person. Is the knowledge of the one in whom all things have been guarded. Is the knowledge of the one who is Lord over all things. Oh, shout hallelujah. So that the more, that's why I always say that, the more of the knowledge of Christ we have, the more of the knowledge of us that we have. Why? Because we are in Him. The Bible says, for in Him we live and move and have our being. Praise God. Oh. Shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So the knowledge of Christ, the knowledge of ourselves. The more, see, when you take the scriptures, the epistles, even all the scriptures, but the epistles especially, they testify of Christ Jesus. Now, Jesus said something. He said, search the scriptures. When you search the scriptures, they testify of one person. Because we are in that one person, the scriptures testify of us. Go to Ephesians chapter 3. For all the promises of God are yea. They have been fulfilled. They are sure. And through us, the glory of God is known all over the world. Because of the fulfillment of these promises. Through us. Why? Because we are the visible presentation or representation of the invisible one. So if people say that we want to see Jesus, they don't see Him. When they look at you, they are looking at Him. Why? Because, oh, hallelujah. That is why it's important that we receive this knowledge. You see, do you know why? Because God wants us to live in a particular realm. Let me explain something from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Mm-hmm. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in
now,
Christ.
Obed, wait, see. I said that the scriptures testify of us. Why? Because they testify of Christ. The scriptures make us know Christ. The epistles. And so they make us know ourselves. Now, where you read right now, it says, blessed be the Lord who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place in Christ. What is he saying? What he read right now is making us know. It is testifying to us what God has blessed us with in Christ.
You are not catching this thing. You are catching.
Yeah. So, when we say that, blessed be God who has blessed the Father of our Lord, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, he's telling us, he's testifying of Christ that he's been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place. And because we are in him, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place in him. So what is the scripture doing? It is testifying of us. So the epistles that we read give us report of ourselves. Because it gives us report of Christ. And because who we are is found in Christ, the more the scriptures testify of Christ, the more the scriptures testify of us. So that the more we come to know Christ, the more we come to know us. Shout hallelujah. Shout another hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, I said that the promises are fulfilled. Now, somebody said, God gave me a promise. He says that what God told you was not a promise. Now, God gave the old man promises. He told David that your seed shall be on the throne forever.
That was a promise. He told Abraham, he said, Abraham, your son shall be this, 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 your descendant shall be like this. That was a promise. And the Bible said that when he said unto seeds in Galatians, he said, he did not say seeds as of many. But when he said unto seeds, he did not say seeds after the flesh. But then when he said seeds as of one. Oh, Kalashaya. Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. This is Galatians chapter 3. So that when he said unto seeds, he wasn't talking about the seeds, plenty seeds. He was talking about one person, Christ. That promise he gave to Abraham has been fulfilled because that one person has come. He did not just come, he has resurrected. Praise God. So, what God told you was not a promise. See, when the Holy Ghost tells you something, it's a leading. When he tells you something like, do this, it's a leading. When he tells you, for instance, the Holy Ghost says that, World Changers Conference, you'll be having World Changers Conference in the stadium. Now, it's not a promise to us. What he told us has been fulfilled. See, they have happened already. What he said has happened. Now, what happens is this. Because it has happened, what the Holy Ghost is doing is to give you or tell you what has already happened. Are you listening? So, there is no such a thing as now that God has given me a promise that, to buy a promise of this. He has given me a promise of this. No. If he tells you something, for instance, he has told us this is what will happen. Fine. It is not a promise. It has been fulfilled. The Holy Ghost is giving us an idea of what has been fulfilled. So that as we walk with him, there can be what is called a manifestation. See, when you understand this, your understanding about faith changes. You see, why am I teaching you this? So that you get to know that, you see, when Jesus walked on this earth, he wasn't waiting on any promise. He was a man of action. Are you listening? He was a man of action. You can read the account from the account of Luke, account of John. He was a man of action. When he was raised from the dead, he was still a man of action. He wasn't waiting for a fulfillment of any promise because he had already fulfilled the promises. Praise God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that what we have now is Christ, who has fulfilled all the promises of God. As we are in Christ, we are not waiting for a promise. God has said this, this, this to me. He has said this, this, this to me. He said this. That is not a promise. See, when God tells you things, those things is telling you, they have all happened. Oh, when God says that you travel from one nation to a nation and do business, it's not a promise. It's fulfilled. What the Holy Ghost is revealing to you is what has already been fulfilled in Christ. What you are going to do is to work with the Holy Spirit for the manifestation. Manifestation means that what has already been fulfilled is now made to for the ordinary eye to now see. Oh, tell somebody, I'm a man of action. So that what Abraham waited for God, waiting for a child, we don't wait. Why are we not waiting? Because all of that has been fulfilled. So what we do is to give ourselves children. We take the child. And through the power of the Holy Ghost, see the manifestation. That is why the Holy Ghost has been given. The Holy Ghost has been given for the purpose of manifestations. That is why it talks about the manifestation of the Spirit. The manifestation of the Spirit. It is for the ordinary eye to now begin to see what has already happened. Oh, kosha talavasa. Shovoko toko sikiti parakashaya. Liva koshiki rabakositaya. Mandovo koshukiti paroskaya. Levekiti siki rabokosataya. Magu shaboroko siki rabokosataya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, whatever we see that happens is just a manifestation of what has already happened in Christ. It's fulfilled already. It's not about to be, it's fulfilled. For all the promises of God in Him are yea. That is why in this time, last week I said that He is the first kind of His generation. We are the other generation. As we look at Him, we see ourselves. As we look at what He can do, we see what we can do.
Oh.
That is why He says, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Say, I have unending glory. Say, my life is an unending glory. Because Christ is in me. Say, my life is an unending glory. Because Christ is in me. Shout hallelujah. So for all the promises of God are fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Tell somebody, all the promises of God are fulfilled. And through us, the fulfilled promises are made known. That is why when you read the Acts of the Apostles after Jesus resurrected, you never see them asking God for any promise. You never see them saying that, oh, God has given me a promise. No. The Bible says, and Stephen, a man full of faith and power. Why? They were men of action. They weren't waiting on promises. They were acting on who they were in Christ Jesus. Faith is a manifestation of Christ. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Oh, Shabara Katosa. So when God tells me that, oh, watch this conference, you have it in a stadium. It's not a promise. Why? You see, that is why I say that when God shows you something or He says something to you, the Holy Ghost directs you, leads you, tells you something, it is not a promise. It has happened. If God says you move from city to city, it has happened. So, faith is not waiting for it to happen. No. Or doing things so that it will happen and people will say, oh, now it has happened. No. When you meet a man of faith, you have met a man who is walking in what has already happened. Praise God. I don't agree anyway. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's start from verse 3.
Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3. Mm-hmm. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wait, I'm coming. Before you read. See, now what you see in the epistles testify of you. It's not something you say, we are standing on this thing to pray and God will hear. All those things are religiosities. That's why I say that when I come to watch in this conference, it's not the number of people I see. Because what people practice in churches are just waste of time. You don't stand on the word of God and say, I'm standing on the word of God and I'm praying so that God will hear. Do you know where you are? He says, you are seated together with Him in heavenly places. You are now standing for God to hear. What is He hearing again? Go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Mm-hmm. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places hallelujah. In Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world.
Verse 3. I want us to stay verse 3. Very good. Verse
4. Amen. Verse 3. Mm-hmm. Blessed be the God
and the Father
of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see how he's referring to Jesus Christ? He's calling him our Lord Jesus Christ.
Salvation.
So he said, blessed be God, or blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. He is God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he says, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place in Christ. So there is no spiritual blessing outside Christ. You understand? The reason why I'm sharing all this thing, I want you to understand this in Christ. I'll take my time as time goes on to explain what it means when the Bible says you are in Christ. And Christ is in you. But you see that he's saying that we are blessed because we are in Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place in Christ. So all the spiritual blessings are in Christ. The reason why he's saying that he has blessed us is because we are in him. So he's now defining us by Christ. Why? Because all things, all these spiritual blessings are in him. And we are in him. We are, the word blessed, who has blessed us means to bestow. So he has bestowed on us all spiritual blessings. Not outside him, but in him. Why? Because all those things are in him. So any man who is in him, is blessed with all the spiritual blessings that he has. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he says that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Say, I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. Say this, I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. Say the third time, I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. Say it again. Say, I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. So, he says that we are blessed in him. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings. In him, we have life. Now he says, according as he has chosen us in him. Before the foundation, I explained this thing last year on the predestinate will, when he talked about before the foundation of the world. Predestinate will. But this time I'm talking about, it says, according as he has chosen us in him. So, we've been chosen in him. And he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Now, he begins to define what the spiritual blessings are. So, when you read the King James, you see that who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, then there's a in heavenly place in Christ, there's a column. I don't know whether it's in the King James. Yeah, there's a comma. Then he begins to explain to us that according as he has chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Oh, Jesus. Look into your Bibles. Verse 4. It says that we should be holy and without blame. He has chosen us in him that we should be holy. So our holiness is defined by him. Listen. Oh. That we should be holy and without blame, unblameable, without blemish, without fault, in him. So, God defines you by Christ. Now he's defining your holiness by Christ. He is saying that because Christ is so holy and you are in him, listen, according as he has chosen you in him, that you should be holy and without fault in love. So one of the spiritual blessings is that we are holy and without fault because we've been chosen in him who is holy. Did you hear that? According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and we should be without fault. In him. Let's continue.
Just as he chose us in him mm-hmm. before the foundation of the world, mm-hmm. that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Before him in love, in his presence, in his sight, in love. So one of the spiritual blessings is that we've been, because we are in him, we've been made holy. We've been made people without fault. Hallelujah. Why is he saying that? Because we are in him. Some people said, okay, he says I'm holy, I can do whatever I want to do. He says I'm holy. That's not what he's saying here. You see, where you are in Christ Jesus, you are beyond doing whatever you want to do. Continue, Obed.
Having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Oh, hallelujah. Last year, we talked about the good pleasure of his will. We talked about all those things. But now we are talking about having predestined us mm-hmm.
to the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ
to himself. To the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to himself. So now he says that we are what? We are sons of God. He has adopted us into sonship by Jesus Christ unto himself. So we are not sons of God because of us. We are sons of God because of him. Oh. See, I'm trying to shift your focus to Christ and you in Christ. So that you cannot define you. So that when you see that Christ had so much power, walked without weakness, walked without sickness, walked without lack. You are not looking at yourself to talk. You are looking at him to talk. Your boast is in him. So, he says that what manner of love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Then he says, because of that, the world does not know us. Why are we called the sons of God? Because Jesus is the Son of God, the begotten Son of God by resurrection. Because he's the begotten Son of God by resurrection, once we have believed in him and we are in him, we are the sons of God by resurrection. We are not lesser than the sons of God. That's why last week I said, you cannot be lesser in life. It doesn't matter what people see. They are seeing wrongly. They are seeing you. The other day I was talking to someone. I said, when you see me coming, you only see me coming. You don't see what is around me. All you see is Prince is coming. If you could see and see. Why? Because he says that we are sons. Because he is son. That is why he said that, for he is the... He is the firstborn among many brethren. He is the firstborn among many brethren. Who are the many brethren? We are the ones. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm a son of God.
I'm a son of God.
Say it again. Say, I'm a son of God.
I'm a son of God.
Say it again. Say, I'm a son of God.
I'm a son of God.
Kache fahasa. Robert, continue.
According to the good pleasure of his will, mm-hmm. to the praise of the glory of his grace,
hallelujah. Uh-huh.
By which he made us accepted in the beloved.
Oh. He made us, the King James says, to the praise of his glory, wherein we are accepted in the beloved.
Oh, hallelujah.
Who are the beloved? But it says that we are accepted in the beloved. To the praise of his glory.
Oh.
Or to the praise of the glory of his grace. The grace of God has done all of these things. Then it says, to the praise.
Oh, hallelujah.
All right, continue.
In him we have redemption through his blood.
Mm-hmm. In him we have redemption through his blood.
the forgiveness of sins.
So one of the spiritual blessings is what? Redemption through his blood. Then the forgiveness of sins.
According to the riches of his grace.
According to the riches of his grace.
Which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence.
To abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. So one other spiritual blessing is wisdom and prudence. Why? The Bible says Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. Jesus Christ is what? Is the wisdom of God. Because we are in him, we are the wisdom of God. No wonder he says that to the intent. That all principalities and powers in heavenly places, the church will make known unto those principalities and powers the wisdom of God. Why? Because we are the wisdom of God. Why are we the wisdom of God? Because Christ is the wisdom of God. Oh, shaka. The wisdom of God is the functional ability of God. It is the ability of God to take his knowledge and put it to work and let it work.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. That is why Jesus, in fulfilling the Father's will, the Bible says, now, when the people came and they were coming to arrest him. See, who are you people looking for? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. They fell down. They asked him again. He asked them again. They said, Jesus of Nazareth. They fell down again. The third time. Then he gave himself up. When he gave himself up, he said, this is your time and the hour of darkness. Shout hallelujah. So, continue, Obed.
Having made known to us the mystery of his will.
He says, having made known to us the mystery of his will.
Mm-hmm.
According to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.
Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have not come to what we are coming to talk about. Say the mystery of his will. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Having made known unto us. See, the mystery of his will is the mystery of Christ. Obed, go to Ephesians chapter 3. Let me just explain something simple. We just end. It's up. Ephesians chapter. I have a timer. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1.
Yes.
For this cause,
mm-hmm.
I, Paul,
mm-hmm.
Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles,
mm-hmm.
if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you,
mm-hmm.
how that by revelation he made known to me.
The mystery.
As I have briefly written already,
mm-hmm.
by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
Now listen. Paulus Minor. See. He says that God gave him a mystery, revealed to him a mystery. The mystery means that a hidden thing. See, hidden things of God that were in God. Isn't the predestinate will not go there? So now listen. Listen. The hidden things of God that were in God. You see, the Bible says that. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Paul. He says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Then he says, even the hidden wisdom of God, which none of the princes of this world knew. Then he said, had they known? So, even the devil doesn't know the wisdom of God. He didn't know the wisdom of God. So he thought that when he was crucifying Christ, he was finishing him. So the Bible says that we speak this wisdom in a mystery. And the Bible says that he has made us stewards of the mysteries of the kingdom. So Paul says that it was made known unto him, this mystery. See, the mystery of Christ is the mystery of God's will. It's the same thing, Ephesians chapter 1,
verse 9, verse 11, says that the mystery of his will. Then Ephesians chapter 3 says that the mystery of Christ. Then Paul said that so that when you read, you may understand. When you read, you may understand my knowledge. See, I love the way Paul put it. My knowledge. He didn't say that the knowledge of Christ. He says my knowledge. Why? Because the knowledge of Christ was his knowledge. The knowledge of Christ is the knowledge of the Christian. That is why he said that I determined to know anything else. I determined to know nothing else than Jesus Christ and him crucified. I determined to know. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, read it from that place. No, not verse 1, verse 3. 3, verse 4.
By which when you read.
By which when you read.
Mm-hmm. You may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
You may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. So, he had knowledge by revelation in the mystery of Christ. Then he wrote it down, that so that when we read what he has written down, we may have an understanding of his knowledge in the mystery of Christ. What does God want the church to know, Obed? The knowledge of the mystery of Christ. Friday we met with Obed and I told them that when I look around, the things that people talk about. Paul said that it had been revealed to him and he knew or he had revelation of the knowledge of the mystery of Christ. In the mystery of Christ, there are no curses. Is Christ cursed? Do you know what it means to trace your genealogy from your father to your grandfather to all those things? You have missed the thing already. You have missed it. Why have you missed it? Because nobody traces Jesus' father to grandfather. And then you are in this Christ. See, what cannot touch Christ cannot touch you. Where Christ cannot enter and fail, you can't enter and fail.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
So he was talking about his knowledge of the mystery of Christ. Then he says that to make... Obed, move to verse. Let me just finish this one right now. Next week, I'll talk about the mystery of Christ. The mystery of gospel, the mystery of Christ. I'll talk about it.
Verse 5.
Today they have been timed.
Mm-hmm. Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men.
Oh, Jesus. Continue.
As it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
As it has now been revealed by his Spirit to the holy apostles and prophets.
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs.
Okay, continue.
Of the same body.
Mm-hmm.
And partakers of his promise in Christ. Through the gospel,
mm-hmm.
of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of
the
God.
Gift of the grace of God.
Given to me by the effective working of his power.
Mm-hmm.
To me, whom am less than the least of all the saints,
mm-hmm.
this grace was given.
Mm-hmm.
That I should preach among the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
Oh, Jesus. Christ is rich in grace. He is rich in mercy. He is rich in love. He is rich in all things. He says that riches is unsearchable. Just when you begin to search, when you search it, you know end.
Continue over. Let me just finish.
And to make all see.
And to make all men see.
Uh-huh. What is the fellowship of
what
the mystery?
What is the fellowship of the mystery?
Which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God.
Oh, but it's okay. It says, and to make all men see, what is what? The fellowship of the mystery. So, what was Paul going to teach the church? To make all men see. Fortizo, to lighten all men.
That's why he says that prayer that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened.
Oh, Paul, Paul.
So he was lighting up. What you are doing right now is lighting up. To make all men be enlightened. You are not enlightened until you have received the knowledge of Christ. You are not enlightened because you have traveled all over the world. No. You are enlightened because you have received the knowledge of Christ. You can move all over the world and come back to Ghana. You have no recognition in the sight of God. But you say, you are lighted up. You are enlightened. You are made to see. And says, to make all of the men, all men see. What is the fellowship of the mystery? To make all men come to that understanding, to be lighted up. To switch the light for men to see. So if the place is dark, he's switching the light on for men to see. What is the fellowship of the mystery? The participation of the mystery. So, what we are doing, we are partaking of the mystery of Christ. When you are born again, you are partaking of the mystery of Christ. That which was in God, which he had promised, which has now been fulfilled in Christ. You are now a partaker of that. You are a partaker of this mystery of Christ. And this mystery of Christ is the mystery of God's will. And this word mystery means that a hidden thing. So that which was hidden in God about Christ, and that which was hidden in God about God's will, which is Christ, we are now partakers of it. So if you are not teaching the knowledge of Christ, the mystery of this of Christ, the mystery of God's will, it doesn't matter how many hours you spend in church, you have wasted time. Why? Because the church can only walk in dominion by this knowledge. Do you know what it means to walk in dominion? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, listen. Get this message and listen to it over and over again. Next week, I'll be talking about the mystery of Christ. The mystery of God. What is it? How he said that in the dispensation of the times, he might gather together in one. Why should he do that? What does it mean to us who are in him?
Oh, Shava Kasatalaya. Kovo Rokosita. Shividiva Ko Shukira Talaya. Shall we please be upstanding? Shivo Rokosita Leba. Logo Sakadava.
The mystery of Christ. The mystery of his will, of God's will. Say, I have fellowship with the mystery of Christ.
I have fellowship with the mystery of
Say, I have fellowship with the mystery of God's will.
I have fellowship with the mystery of God's will.
Say, I have fellowship with the mystery of God's will. Say, I have fellowship with the mystery of Christ. Say, I am in the fulfillment of God's promises.
I'm in the fulfillment of God's promises.
See. Sit down. Give me the next 2 minutes. Open to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. Kosin tala makosh kapara kasiya. Oh, makora 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 makora. Kidi bakositi li parukasa. Korobo kusakira bokosa katana. Mandele bekusati li kirabo kushataya.
Hebrews chapter 11. Robert, take it from any verse there. Take it from any verse. I want us to go to
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 downwards.
No, not verse 1. Just go to like verse 6.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. Mm-hmm. But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Go to verse 10.
For he waited for the city which has foundations, mm-hmm. whose builder and maker is God. Mm-hmm. By faith, mm-hmm. Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, mm-hmm. and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Mm-hmm. Therefore, from one man, mm-hmm. and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude.
Verse 13.
These all died in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not having received the promise. But having seen them afar off.
Praise God.
Were assured of them.
Did you see that? It said, having seen them afar off. So God told Noah, build an ark. Noah built the ark. The rains came. What God told Noah was fulfilled. God told Abraham, I'll give you a son. Isaac came. Yet the Bible says that with all of these things happening, from Hebrews chapter 1, you can read downwards, Abel, all those people, Moses. Then he said, all these people saw the promise afar off. Meaning that the promise he was talking about were not all those things. The promise he was talking about was afar off. That was Christ. So he said, all these people died in faith. Seeing this promise afar off. And they were persuaded and they were convinced. And they said, they confessed.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. These all died in faith. Not having received the promises. And having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in this earth. So they died in faith, having seen the promise afar off. They had not received the promise. They saw the promise afar off. They did not receive the promise. See, when the promise came, the Jews received the promise. We received the fulfillment of the promise.
Glory.
Oh, these are big, big things. Now go to the same Hebrews 11. Let me just finish this one. Verse 39 to 40. It says, and these all, the same Hebrews 11, verse 39, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. When you go home, you can just read Hebrews chapter 11, read from verse 1 downwards. It says, all these people, having received, what they received was a good report, not the promise. Moses received a good report, not the promise. David received a good report, not the promise. Daniel received a good report. The Bible says that by faith, Daniel, they went into lion's den, came back. They received a good report, not the promise. They were all foreseeing Christ. Thank God that this Christ that they were foreseeing, we are in him. So you can imagine this understanding, where it can take you to. You cannot be lesser. See. You cannot be lesser. It's too late. Covered things will happen. Go to verse 40. Let's finish this thing.
God, having provided something better for us.
God having provided something better for us.
That they without, they should not be made perfect apart from us.
See, you, when you go home, just read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 downwards. God has made something better for us. So that all of them, Abel, Moses, Daniel, who? Elijah, Elisha. Say, God,
oh, this is serious.
That those people without us should not be made perfect. We are the perfection of those people. Our appearance is the perfection of all those men, those heroes of faith. It shows you how God esteems you in Christ Jesus. That is why he says that he has raised us up and made us sit together with him. That is why he says that he has, he says he has given us the Holy Ghost of promise. He has given us his life. He has reconciled us unto him by Christ. Brought us in the midst of things. I want us to pray for the next 10 minutes. See, when you study about Jesus, he wasn't praying for people. The Bible says that he healed the sick. He cast out devils. If there was an issue, he spoke to the issue. It was enough for the issue to go. When we are in Christ Jesus, it doesn't matter where you find yourself. One word is enough to take you out.
Oh, hallelujah. Shall we please be upstanding?
God having provided a better thing for us. That they without us should not be made perfect. God having provided a better thing for us. God says that what he provided for us is better. God himself says it. That they without us should not be made perfect. You are moving from glory to glory. You are moving from power to power. Lift up your hands.
Oh, shakatalabakushakata.
No nipa baye okra. Oh, lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Kontolobo shapara katoski telebogo ko shakara baha. Kole vasinde lebe ko shaku balabasata.
The word is a seed, when planted and watered, grows to be great. You can be anything you want, can achieve all your dreams if you only believe. The word of God is here today, coming right at you. Would you believe it? Dare to receive. Seasons and times, this is your season, it's time to shine again. In a world where there's seasons and times, this is your season, it's time to shine.